Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And that's going to do it for Morning Edition this morning. Thanks very much for joining us today. Next is our opening commodity market report, and sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning is Tom Rogers.
Hi, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Let's look at the opening prices from about 19 minutes ago on the Chicago Board of Trade and the wheat exchanges in Kansas City and Minneapolis. And we'll get you an update a little bit later, along with an opening market analysis from Dan Zwicker at ADM Grain Group in Decatur. Here are the opening prices. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at $9 a bushel, up a penny. The July opened at $8.63, up 5.25 cents. Minneapolis spring wheat for July opened at $9.71, down a quarter. In Chicago, the July wheat contract at $8.11 on the open, up 3.5 cents. December up 5.5 at $8.48. And I do not have figures on the nearby May wheat contract or a couple of the other contracts in the wheat pit. Corn for May opened this morning at $6.06 a bushel, up 4.5 cents. July $6.17, up 4. September $6.26.5, up 3.75. December corn opened at $6.34.5, up 4. March of next year, $6.45.5, up 4 cents. May $6.54.5, up 4.5. July corn for 09 at $6.60 a bushel, up 3.5 cents. In the bean complex, May soybeans open at $12.93, down 4.25. July, $13.03, down 6. August beans, $13.09, up 7.75. The November bean contract opened down 3.5 cents at $12.42. January of next year, up 4.75 at $12.54. And March opened at $12.67, down 3. Bean meal for May opened down 1.50 at $3.27 even. July, $3.34 even on the open, down 20. And July bean oil opened at $59.07, down 9. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, June live cattle opened this morning at $92.10, up 27.5 cents a hundredweight. August live cattle, $97.85, up 22.5. October, $104.40, up 5. December live cattle, $105.25, up 15. May feeder cattle open at $105.90, up 17.5. August, $108.50, up 22.5. September unchanged on the open at $109.45. October, $110.50, also unchanged. May lean hogs opened at $79.10, up 127.5. June at $76, up 72.5. July lean hogs, $76.40, up 110. And August, $78.30, up 60. Pork bellies for July opened at $77.50, up 72.5.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
Crude oil in New York is slipping just a little bit, now down 13 cents a barrel at $123.40. The June gold contract is up 13.5 cents. June silver, rather, up 13.5 cents at $16.83 an ounce. The June gold is up $7 at $878.20. The CRB index is at 421.18. That's up 1 even. The U.S. dollar index, 73.40, rather, down 13. Looking at Wall Street stock exchanges, the Dow is up only about 3 points at 12,817. The NASDAQ up 3 at 2441. And the S&P 500 index is down 1 at 1391. Now to the current tick on the boards of trade, rather. Wheat in Kansas City up between a penny and 5.25 cents. In Chicago, 12.5 cents up. Corn is up between 6.5 and 7.25 cents. And the beans are still kind of mixed. The nearby down 5.25 cents, but the rest of the board is in the 6.5 to 8.75 cents range, but the November is also down 0.5 cent. Joining us now for a look at the markets on this Thursday is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group in Decatur. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
We've got that mixed soybean market. Why is that?
Well, I got a couple things going on. Number one, the Argentine strike going on, so that's limiting world inventory levels moving into the world export market. So that provides some underlying support to old crop soybean futures like July and August as that brings business into the U.S. If you can't buy any beans in Argentina. They come to the U.S., so that provides some underlying support to the front months. The back-end months, kind of unchanged to maybe a little negative. That's kind of a direct result of ideas that continuing corn planting delays with this cold and wet weather could result in a larger than soybean planting estimate than what USDA estimated on the March 30th report. So that puts a little pressure maybe on the back end. So that kind of explains the bull spread type situation that we see in beans. Also, traders expect USDA to show a fairly snug old crop inventory on supply-demand tables here tomorrow, and that also helps out the front month strength.
But is that that speculation figured in already into the market right now? Or
well, yes. A certain amount of that's already been priced in. The new crop soybean deal is still kind of up in the air, and it kind of depends upon, you know, how long these planting delays continue. But they are continuing now to the point where it's going to take increasing notice. Now, in years past, you can only kind of look back at years past, like 93 and 88 were 2 years that you can kind of look at as when the market just kind of panicked on what new crop prospects were going to be like. In 88, about sometime around when the May contracts expire, and the May contracts expire here this next week, here around the 14th, I think. That is usually when the trade panics on whether or not what crop looks like, and or like in 93, it realized at that point in time that not all the corn acres were going to get planted because of the severe drought-type problems that we had in the Western Corn Belt back then. So we've got another 10 days here, I think, before the market kind of panics and acknowledges the fact that maybe corn plantings are going to be much smaller than what USDA estimated on the March report, and soybean plantings would be much larger. So I think the market is kind of in a holding pattern here, waiting to see whether or not, maybe this weather might straighten up here for all of a sudden switch and allow everybody to get kind of back in the field here and do some planting.
Is now we see the corn still up in the 6 to 7 cent range. Are we talking about the still continued concerns about planting, or I mean, this is up despite some lighter than expected export numbers?
No, it's all planting at this point. Planting and crude oil. Crude oil is a big factor here with $120 plus crude oil, because that increases the value of ethanol. It increases the value of biodiesel fuel. So you have a couple of things, but I'd say corn is kind of in the last 2 or 3 weeks has kind of turned sideways in here. Mm-hmm. Usually a sideways pattern is not a top. It's usually a resting place to take off to the upside when you're in an uptrending market. If you're in a downtrending market, a period of sideways action is usually just a spot to rest before you go on lower. So the more we go sideways here on this corn market, I think it increases the chances that you're going to break to the upside. And like I said, I think it's waiting to see, how much corn planting does materialize over the next 5 to 10 days, and how much doesn't. I think the D-Day will be sometime around middle part of next week.
Thanks,
Dan. Have to decide.
Dan Zwicker is with ADM Grain Group in Decatur. Looking at the market right now, the wheat for July is currently in Kansas City up 6.25 cents at 864. The nearby May is up 1 at 9 even. May in Chicago, wheat 807, up 12 cents right now. The July up 10.5 at 818. Corn for May right now, it's 608 a bushel, up 6.5 cents. The July 619.75, up 6.75. September at 630, up 7.25. May beans are down 5.25 cents still at 1292. July at 13.13.5, up 4.5 cents. August beans 13.10, up 8.75. And November beans down 2 at 1243. on the Merck live cattle for June, up 182.5 at 93.65. May feeder cattle up 92.5 at 106.65. Lean hogs are at 79.60, up 172.5. And once again, the Dow is up about 4 points at 12,818. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois.